Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. God bless you once again, radio listeners. This is Pastor Ola Starley with the Anointed Word Ministry. I just say I thank God tonight for being able to come before you once again and pray, praise God, and I'm praying and believing that all is well with you and yours. And I know, praise God, that God is a keeper because he keeps me. And I know that he's able to keep you. And tonight, I want to let you know that he's the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. And he does not change. That's why I love him so much. He loved me more than I love myself. And you know, sometimes we say that, but when you really, praise God, look at things and things in your life and things that you have done and things that you may have be doing, the Lord still loves us. And he loves us just like that because he gives us the agape love, the love that don't change. It don't change today and tomorrow. It comes back to being what it was on a Monday. But he loves us all the same. But he just do not love and like the sins that we commit. Amen. But tonight, I pray, praise God, for those under the sound of my voice that do not know the Lord and the pardon of your sin. But I want to let you know tonight is a night, praise God, that you can get to know who Jesus is and you can begin, praise God, to enjoy the benefits. Amen. The benefits as being a child of God. And the benefits as being a child of the King. Because one thing about him, he doesn't change people. He's the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. And he doesn't change. And this is why I can love him so much. But I want to let you know tonight, sinner man, sinner woman, God is your answer. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He, Yabasha, he is your answer to everything that seems to appear to be going wrong in your life. Jesus is the answer. He's the only answer that can bring, praise God, confusion and change it, change confusion, praise God, and bring, praise God, pleasure. Amen. But if you just say tonight, Father, I am a sinner and I need to be saved. Lord, I repent wholeheartedly of all my wrongdoings. And Father, I bring them to you. And allow you, Father God, to cast them into the sea of forgetfulness and remember them no more. Father, cleanse me. Cleanse me with your word. Wash me with the hyssop of your word. Cleanse me, Father God, that I may be clean, that I may stand before you, Father God, in a clean state. And Father God, help me, Father, to look at you and to bind every activity of the devil out of my life. But, Father, give me that chance tonight to become a child of the King. Father, forgive me, for I'm sorry. I am so sorry, God, for all that I have done that was not pleasing in your sight. Let me become a child of God. You said in your word that if I could confess with my mouth and believe in my heart that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead, then I shall be saved. Father, I confess tonight. Save me. Save me, Lord. Save me. I want to be saved. That I may spend eternal life. My life shall be spent with you in eternity. And I do believe, God, that it is so. And I say to you, amen and amen again. And tonight, praise God, I come to you, praise God, because I want to come to you to give you a word, praise God, to let you know that everything that you're going through, you must put it under the blood. But now let me explain something to you about the blood. You see, the blood, you can only use the blood if you are a born-again believer. That's when you see the action, Jesus, taking place when you are a believer and you apply the blood to your situation. It will work. But tonight, praise God, I want to pray, praise God, against this spirit, praise God, called cancer. Because We know, praise God, that the spirit of praise God is a spirit. And it's a disease, and it's a deadly spirit, and it's set forth. And praise God, it's going so rapidly that we don't even know how to deal with it. But I want to pray tonight against that cancer spirit tonight. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Father, I'm going to come to you, Father God, because you're the only one I can come to. That I know that you have the prescription for this demon called cancer. And in the name of Jesus, above all names and all praise God things that Philippians would tell us in 2 and 9, and that includes cancer. But he answered, the word of God answered and said, every plant which my heavenly Father has not, hallelujah, has not planted shall be rooted up, in Matthew 15 and 13. And the word of God said, hallelujah, and he said, serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water. I will take sicknesses. Listen to me carefully. I will take sicknesses, away from thee in the midst of thee. What is the Lord saying to us? He's saying any sickness that you may have or the devil try to put up on you, I will be able to take it away. I will root it up, said the Lord. And it said it, praise God, in Exodus, my God, into 23 and 25. And tonight, praise God, Father God, I come to you, Lord Jesus, and all of the activities of the silent killers, praise God, in the bodies of those, praise God, that are ranging and saying that they have cancer. Father God, I speak death to it in Jesus' name. And God, I put it under the blood of Jesus. And Father God, any symptoms of cancer in every area of your body, Father God, I speak death to it in Jesus' name. And I put it under the blood. I place it under the blood of Jesus. But this devil, praise God, have no powers over the blood. And every evil growth in your body, praise God, I curse it that it might die in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I praise God, I fight back every, and I turn back every arrow, praise God, every arrow that of cancer that has been sent in the name of Jesus. God, praise God, I send it back to the sender. And Father God, every other thing, praise God, abundant production and uncontrollable behavior, praise God, of your cells in your body, praise God, I said to be stopped. It must be stopped in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I speak it to be dried up and die. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, and our dying, hallelujah, spirit of death, praise God, and that the enemy, praise God, try to bring forth rivers, for you are a liar. You have always been a liar. In the name of Jesus right now, and Father God, I thank you right now, Father God, that I can bind every spirit of death and hell in the name of Jesus, and I put it under the blood of Jesus, and every negative consequences. Praise God, what is it, abdominal, praise God, production of the cell in your body. I speak it in the blood of Jesus that it will die in the name of Jesus, oh God. And I shall, praise God, I shall not, praise God, And Father God, I declare the works of the Lord in the name of Jesus, and you, praise God, and you, praise God, I declare it in the name of Jesus, and I ask, Lord, that you put it under the blood of Jesus. And praise God, any extra tissue, God, that they may say, praise God, has come forth, that the doctor cannot understand whether it is malignant, praise God, or whatever it might be. But Father God, it must be dissolved and melted by the fire of God in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, under the authority of the blood of Jesus. And every demon of cancer, I bind you, the Holy Ghost, the Father, in the name of Jesus, bind it. And Father God, cast it out. Out into everlasting bliss, and let it return no more in the name of Jesus. And every vampire spirit, at least, praise God, in the lives, praise God, of me, my children, my friends, praise God, in my loved ones, my downline, Father God, I speak my life, I speak life to it, praise God. And God, we rebuke the spirit, that vampire spirit that come forth to suck the life, but we speak the blood of Jesus over it right now. You malignant tumor, you can go back to your own kind, but we speak the blood of Jesus against it right now and put it under the blood. But we know, praise God, the blood, praise God, the blood, praise God, is powerful. And any demon involved in the sickness, I rebuke it Under the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus Christ. And I command you to go now and return no more. And Father God, I thank you right now, God, for the laying hand on the hands of the affected part of the body. And praise God, I pray, praise God, I pray for evil growth that dry up and die in the name of Jesus and all and any satanic, praise God, instructions to the body, praise God, be dismantled right now in the name of Jesus. Every poison in the body, come out through the mouth and through the nose and what have you, under the blood of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And every spirit behind cancer, I say you will come out. And all of your roots, praise God, will be dried up. And in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, come out all of the way out, not some of the way you spirit, but I command you in the name of Jesus that you will leave, hallelujah. You will have no way to go. You will have nothing to eat or nowhere to go. In the name of Jesus, every cancer anchored in the bodies, praise God, of those individuals, praise God, that are fighting cancer. Father God, I speak it in Jesus' name, under the authority and the power of the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name, that it be dismantled in Jesus' name. And Father God, every vehicle of cancer die in the name of Jesus, under the blood. Oh God, I praise you right now, Lord, and the power of cancer, you will die. You cannot live, praise God, where the blood is already been placed. I bless you now, but you are blessed. The devil is a liar. You're a liar, Satan. Every time you speak, I break every dark resistance in the name of Jesus. I break every witchcraft pot over my life in the name of Jesus. I break it in Jesus' name. I break it in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, and I bless you going, and I bless you coming. I break the backbone of every marina witchcraft manipulated against my life with the hands of fire in Jesus' name. Father, you are worthy. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. I break it in Jesus' name. And I thank you for it right now, God. In every area of my life, keep my family, loved ones that I love, those under sickness attack, covered in the blood and under the blood of Jesus. There is power in the blood, wonder-working power. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, oh God, thank you, Jesus. And I pray that you be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.